like it. This is Phil Henry from South Florida, reporting. Godzilla has had it with mankind. Godzilla has had it with the man. Godzilla's had it with the human race. No, actually, what we're hearing here is the rain coming down. We're in the midst of a South Florida. This is a tropical storm that's happening. And I will stay on the air as long as I can. I will stay with you.
Quit making a big deal out of no big deal.
Why don't you shut up, bud, before I drown you in the pool?
Oh, my God.
That's right. So, I'm making it dramatic. You understand? I want it to be dramatic. I want it to sound, I don't know. I want it to sound like something meaningful, man. This is Frank Gray. Phil is losing her mind as we speak.
I got it, Frank. Don't worry.
Now, as we record for you the sounds of this tropical storm, the tropical storm is... Thank you very much. Jackie has just brought me a cup of coffee. That is a filthy lie. He just brought you a double ticket. Thanks a lot, Frank, for that.
Gray, you need to lay down.
I don't need to lay... Tell her to get her hands off me.
Lay down.
Lay down? Oh, my God. What is that supposed to mean? Thank you very much, Bud, for dealing with that.
You're welcome.
Frank's been out of control since about 4 o'clock this afternoon, since we had left the Lucy Goosey, which is over here on Fort Lauderdale Beach. Frank was doing fine when we walked in. When we walked out about an hour and 15 minutes later, we needed something. We needed a court order. We needed a declaration from the mayor or from the governor. We needed some way to get Frank into the car. And we were able to, but different.
That's correct. We, at that time, was able to get him in. Well?
No, you're fine. You're fine. I'm left here with Bud because, well, I'm happy to have you, Bud. Everybody else is hunkered down. Margaret is over at the Hard Rock. Is she still throwing the bones over there? You're talking about my wife now. I mean, was she still throwing the dice? Never mind. We've got a door open over here leading into the house. I don't know if... That was open so that the pressure... No, that... What, Frank? That's for tornadoes. You want the pressure off. In a hurricane, no one cares whether you live or die. So you can hear very distinctly the sounds, the sights, the sounds, the color and the pageantry of Tropical Storm... What the hell's the name of this guy? Oh, it's... Is it Ada or... Ada. Ada, I just finished breakfast.
That's dirty.
No, it isn't. Tell her to clean her mind up, not mine. Frank, listen, man, it's been a long time since the Lucy Goosey was here. You okay? I'm fine. I was never not okay. The two of you, you and Dickman both, will be remanded into custody for the things you've done to me.
You mean forced you into the car so you wouldn't vomit in the street?
Oh. Well, that's hard. Yeah. So, we're back here at Jackie's home in Weston, Florida, which is just to the east of the Fort Lauderdale environs. Well, I guess you would say it's part of the Fort Lauderdale environs. You have these two distinct population centers. I don't call them population centers. I call them population because it's more than just a population center. It's a papul, you know. Margaret?
No, I don't want to explain.
He doesn't want to explain anything. He's had way too much.
I've had too much wine.
So there you go. Margaret, this afternoon, in order to deal with this, this isn't a pandemic. This is, for God's sake, it's a weather system for Christ on high, and he's trying to deal with it the best.
Mr. Gray, lay down, as I told you this afternoon.
Get your hands off of me. Frank's done for. Good job, bud.
Thank you.
We're going to be bringing in Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who has been driving throughout the South Florida area today. Jay is new to the South Florida area. Now, there is the Gator Brigade down from Gainesville. And is Petey with us?
He's going to be down in a minute.
Petey Webcock, who is the head of the Gator Brigade.
Everything that we wanted to do, and we'll do the best of our ability. I'm just going to... He's in the middle of a press conference.
But as I said to everyone, my prayers and the meaning of my life is wrapped up in what I do. And the things I do, what I don't do, you know.
Now, he's in the middle of a press conference right now with the Assembly Press on that.
Have we gone door to door? We've done all we can do to get people the hell out.
Why are you going to get them out?
I don't know. They just said, get them out.
So, sir, there's no real emergency. It's a tropical storm, right?
Who are you?
My name's Phil Hendry. I'm,
Only print media. You only went to print media.
Okay, so we went... So Petey Webcock is giving an interview with the print media right now from the... Petey Webcock of the... Petey Webcock.
Petey Webcock.
No, I did not, Dick, but I know what I said.
She's right, you did.
Frank, lay down. Petey Webcock of the Gator Brigade, just down from Gainesville. When he pulled into town last night? But let me guess, 9:45?
It was late last night, about 9:45, yeah.
So late last night, about 9:45...
Jesus Christ. You ever seen it?
Phil, I got some key reports. Jay Santos. Phil, as you know, I've been working very carefully and closely and tightly with the Gator Brigade on assessing, as far as we know, the needs of the people of South Florida, as well as egress and access, areas they can enter and exit at will. And
when we say at will, what do you mean?
I mean, when if they want to eat, you know, if they just want to go someplace, they're allowed to go there. Okay. Right now, the roads are open in South Florida. There is no problem, I repeat, there's no problem accessing ingress, egress, or...
Egress.
What does that mean, egress?
I thought he was talking about something else, I swear to God.
If you try doing jokes, bud, I'm going to end your life, and I'm going to tell your parents that you died with your pants off.
Kill him, monsieur.
I'm going to tell your parents they found you with your pants off. Go ahead.
So the egress, I think you want to do some joke about grass skirts. That
never mind, Jay.
All right.
The egress extract. Shit.
Egress and exit.
That's it, thank you. The egress and the exit of these areas are further denoted in a Citizens Auxiliary Police white paper, which is the entitled, you know, what's going down in South Florida. And what so far we've known for an awful long time. And that is that this storm, which originated somewhere in Central America, exited Central America, come up through Cuba, took a left turn and then done a right turn, went across the Keys, and now it's going up through the center of the Gulf. But what we're experiencing right here, Mr. Henry, is the dirty side of the storm.
Now, when they say the dirty side of the storm, they're talking about the top of wind speed.
And Florida right now is getting a pretty good wind speed. We're also getting it's dirty, you know.
What does that mean, it's dirty?
Well, okay, bud, no jokes, okay?
Yeah, that's right, bud. The storm is taking it.
Can I say something, Phil?
Go ahead, Greg.
When you've got a couple of jokers like this, where she's trying to get out the news and she's sitting there going, oh, the dirty side of the storm, huh?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
Thanks a lot, Frank. That's the last time I have you on the air.
Oh, bullshit. You wouldn't dare. In your wildest dreams, keep Frank Gray off the airwaves. She's too powerful.
Okay, so Frank, what were you going to say?
I was going to say I was trying...
He was trying to give me a hard time for the dirty, filthy thought that I had.
Okay, so let me just say it. You said the dirty side of the storm.
Shit.
Are you done?
What's that, Mark?
Are you done? Because I'm here. I want to report. Dirty side of the storm means the wind speed, and that's it. It doesn't mean the storm is taking its pants
off. You can see the depths to which Phil Hendry plumbs when she has to come up with jokes like that. That's the material. It's childish, it's juvenile, and it's me, Phil Hendry. We have other news, Jay.
So we do have other news. This is from a journal that is being kept by one of our Sub-Commander Subcan Gleason. He's been with Citizens Auxiliary Police quite some time. And he was noting in his journal that Godzilla, even though Godzilla is, you know, is a fictitious creature, that the nature and the idea of Godzilla is really man's fear of nature. And it's nature out of control. And so the... we got the rain has suddenly quieted down quite a bit. Jay, you come from Baltimore, is that right?
No, I do not come from Baltimore. I don't know how many times.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Western Pennsylvania?
Western Pennsylvania, yeah. I come from the Pittsburgh area.
You're in Pittsburgh.
I didn't say Pittsburgh, did I? I try to tell this moron, you know.
Don't talk bad to the kid, okay? She's okay with me.
Whatever you say, Mr. Gray. It's fine with me.
Yeah. Yeah, now you're talking. Yeah, she's finally getting it, huh? Yeah, she sure is.
That's with a sheet.
Heat. So, Jay, with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, as you are here, helping out as much as you can here in South Florida, this is not a serious situation, though, is it?
Yeah, this is not a serious situation. I had Petey Cuthbert and, well, you had Petey Wisberg down, as you know. And
now, Petey Wisberg is with the who?
Petey Wisberg for the 800th time. Yeah.
This attorney doesn't remember, you idiot.
If that calls me an it...
Wait a minute. Bud, just back off. Petey Wisberg is who?
Petey Wisberg is with the Gator Brigade.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's right. You know what, Dickman? You wish you could qualify. Get Petey over here. Petey, Petey's now talking to press right now.
And I told him the same thing I'll tell the rest of you gentlemen. Anybody wants to step up to the plate, have at it. What do you think it'll be done?
When it's going to be done, it's when God's... In God's own good time is when it's going to be done. In God's own good time. I don't know. These tropical storms, just the same as the hurricanes, and just the same as the tornadoes. They go where they want to go.
Tornado.
They go... What was that?
Just go ahead, Petey.
That's Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, out in California. I know him well. He's a man who I know well. He's a man I trust well. Excuse me. I'm sorry, sir. You better shut that up.
Shut your filthy...
Hey, Bud, be quiet, okay?
What, Frank?
I want to say something to all of you. Hi, my name is Frank Graham, an attorney at law in Southern California.
What's that got to do with the press?
Hold the phone. Mr. Wisberg, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm here observing with Mr. Henry. I know you've had a tropical storm here in South Florida. South Florida, I started my life in South Florida. Some of the finest... Geez.
Oh, my God. He's going to start talking about all the tail he's banged and everything.
I never said anything like that. I'll kick your ass.
Ow.
Yeah, I thought that I was aligned.
Who was that gentleman?
That man is by the name of Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. I thought he was a man. But the way he just went, ow, and squealed because he got spanked on one bear, on one buttock.
Yeah, no one talks to Frank Gray like she's just some sort of... Frank Gray is all man. Just ask her.
All right, man. What's your problem? I got no problem. So anyway, can I get back to what I'm doing?
I'm not stopping you.
Get a load of this smartass, huh, gentlemen?
Yeah.
So we got traffic stopped at Biscayne Boulevard. We stopped traffic on 828 coming on in to Hallandale Beach Boulevard. We did it all. We did it good, and we did it right. And now it's all up to God. Thank you, gentlemen.
Come over here, Petey. Jay Sands.
Yeah.
We're on the podcast, Phil Henry Show, back in California.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
Can you tell me, sir, it seems like you have everything under control. The rain was coming down violently here just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, well, we're fortunate in that the rain, you know, it falls. I mean, I'm not a cop, and my relationship, if you think that Jay's relationship with the police in California is bad, my relationship with the police here in Florida is suicidal, to be honest with you.
What's been going on?
What's going on? I've been beat up, I don't know how many times, by the Florida State Patrol. I've been beat up, I don't know how many times, by Broward County Sheriff. I've been beat up, I don't know how many times, by the Miami-Dade.
Yeah, you give good reason, too.
You know, Mr. Henry,
but if you're not quiet, Bud, I'm going to have you put into that suitcase, and you'll stay there until we leave.
on Thursday. You understand?
Oh, my.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
So I've been, I've had my ass kicked by every police agency in this state.
Now, why don't you tell Mr. Henry's audience, because in California, we don't even stand for that.
Well, I don't know how you do it, Jay.
Well, no cop kicked my ass. You're right.
We've done the three-step takedown that you've taught us. And every time I try to, the minute I go to kneel behind one of these cops, he just kicks me in the teeth. He rears back with a boot, kicks my teeth in. I got a standing account at Bill Plethcott's Dental Implant Center over here.
How many fake teeth you got now?
What's that?
How many fake teeth have you got now?
You can count them all.
Wait a minute. How many implants do you have, sir? I've got this whole lower row were kicked in, upper teeth kicked in. I've got probably two of my own teeth left.
Oh, my God.
That's right. And all this here, this was done by the Florida State Patrol when I tried to do a flare drop. And I tried to, all they were doing was they were smoking for mosquitoes. And the Florida State Patrol was pushing traffic out of that slow lane up there on I-4, okay, right into Ormond or Flagler Beach.
Yeah, I knew they went very well.
Yeah. Well, so I pulled over, and I flare-dropped it. And then I went over and I interviewed for some of the Florida State Patrol and told them that they, you know, were infringing on my rights. Next thing I know, they had me on the ground just kicking my teeth in repeatedly. Just one guy was holding my head, and the other guy was... And the people of Florida like that, you know.
Why do you even continue to do the Gator Brigade the way you're treated?
Because I believe that the people of the state of Florida deserve to have policing done the right way, done with them in mind. I believe the people of the state of Florida deserve to have policing that's a cut above, that's done with a little bit more taste, design, and, you know, and style. And so... When I tell Fort Lauderdale PD, whoever I talk to, whatever police officer I talk with, I'll say, hey, Gator Brigade's in town, back up.
And what is generally the response?
Well, now you're getting into an area that's not so pleasant to talk about. I just got up to the... I was telling you about the good stuff.
Well, I understand it's good to talk about, you know, how... bitching you think you are. And I know that you are, okay, Petey? Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But then you get down to the reality of it when you got to Florida State Patrol, one guy holding your head and the other guy just repeatedly kicking your teeth in.
Well, you know what? Here, I'm still standing, man. Florida State Patrol can kick my teeth in. Fort Lauderdale PD and those guys, you know, all the guys in the Fort Lauderdale PD wish they were Broward County Sheriff. And a Broward County sheriff get on their knees every night and pray fervently with a little bead of sweat forming on their upper lip that they were Miami-Dade. And Miami-Dade wishes against wish, prays against prayer, and hopes against hope that someday they get to be LAPD. And LAPD, they get down...
All right, that's...
Fine, guys. Let me take over here for just a moment.
Well, who are you again?
I'm Phil Henry. I'm the host of the show that you two guys have been...
God, Phil, I was just getting good stuff.
Petey, thank you very much for being on the program. We're talking here about safety, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're trying to get everybody safe and secure and sweet and tight. But right now, you can see the rain has let up. I think we're going to have a beautiful, beautiful day. I'm probably lying. I don't. What do I know? I don't know what I'm talking about. It'll probably be horrifyingly... There's probably more rain coming, but I'm trying to make people feel better. But at least it's not a hurricane.
That's the thing I want to say, okay?
Yeah, I've told that about 16 times.
He already told you about it.
Yeah, well, maybe he did.
I told you about it about 16 times, Jay. It's not a hurricane. It's a tropical storm.
Yes, but it can become a hurricane.
Yes, it can become a hurricane, yeah. But when I've got a guy here, listen, we all have worshipped at the Bible of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The Gator Brigade, the Beaver Brigade in Oregon, the West Texas Range Riders, the New York Simulated Police. We've all done what we got to done do, and we've read your Bible, and we've done it all, and we all wind up getting our balls kicked.
I'm sorry it's been tough.
It's been very tough. So when you come in here and start lording it over me and on my home turf.
I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just saying there's a few things I might have done different.
Yeah, I'll bet you would have. How about this?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Hey, what about that nose job you might have gotten, huh?
What do you talk about?
Never mind.
Well, there they go. The, what are they called?
What are they called?
That's the Gator Brigade. Is that right, Petey?
Yes, sir. What's your name?
My name's Frank Gray. How do you do? I'm an entertainment attorney.
Attorney?
Yes. He means attorney.
Oh, okay. I thought you were some kind of a vegetable.
Jesus H. Phil, where can I get another drink? At a bar, in a liquor store. Oh, I know. Go into the kitchen there and...
Will Jackie make me one?
He cut me off.
I'm sure. Ms. Bales cut you off? God, you're some kind of degenerate.
Why don't you shut up before you wake up and your... I'll say it. Your ass is where your head is.
Are you kidding me or something? You really do?
Yes. All right, Jay and Bud are beginning to sound the same, so I think this is all we can do for one night. We do appreciate very much all of the love and concern that you've had for us. We do appreciate the many, many notes, hoping that we're safe. Actually, we haven't gotten one, but that's okay. That's fine. We're actually cool. I'm sitting here now in the confines of an enclosed patio area looking out at the night air here in South Florida. And I think things are calm, but as the tropical storm rages through the area, we will keep you up to date, we'll keep you abreast and apprised of what is going on. Phil Hendry reporting. And this is Frank Gray saying, this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. You're very welcome.
Thanks a lot, buddy.